All right, so I wasn't going to make a recording, but now I'm going to do it because I'm writing you guys and I feel bad. But let's see, this week has been a pretty crazy week. I've had a lot of things to do. So like on Monday, we had to worry about like all of the flights. Like, remember how I wrote you guys late? It was because we were trying to get like a ton of stuff ready because all of the elders that were done with their mission were leaving on Monday. And what happened was, sorry, I'm writing you guys something. What happened was like three of the Armadas like missed their plane flights because they had told us wrong, like which airport they were going to go to. So then we sent them to the wrong airport and then they ended up missing their flight and like just a bunch of stuff. But it ended up all good. They ended up all leaving the country and going home. So that's good. Hopefully I don't do the same thing. Hopefully I like don't miss the flight as well. I can't even believe that Tyler's already gone from his mission. He's going to kill it out there though. He seems like he's going to be a stud. I read his email right now about how we talked to the guys in the airport, gave out the Book of Mormon. He's going to kill it. I'm super excited. Let's see, what else? So really, like, our responsibilities, like, this week, we've been kind of going crazy. So we had our Consejo de Liderazgo, our, like, leadership council, which that was really good. I really enjoyed it. We were able to go out and just help the missionaries just, like, be more excited to help out their zones. It was all the zone leaders and the sister training leaders. And so me and my comp, we had to like prepare that and get everything ready for it. I'm sorry, I'm just responding to you, Mom. I'm sorry that I'm being a punk. But we will have a great time when I get home. So let's see, then Tuesday we had I'm gonna go through our week here. Tuesday, it's just like a lot of stuff. So Tuesday, we kind of spent the whole day getting ready for the leadership conference. We put together like a presentation. We had a meeting with president. We had to go around and drop some stuff off at people's houses and stuff. Then, let's see, Thursday we had our leadership council. It ended up really good. We were able to go out and work in our area too. Then, let's see, all Friday, we were able to go out. We were able to plan for the zone conference because what we were going to originally do is do the zone conference. But what happened was Elder Teixeira, he's the president of the area, the area president. He's going to come to our zone conference, so we have to plan everything for that, and it's got to be like really good. So we're kind of stressing about that. We'll have to get it done by we have to get it done by the 30th and the 1st of December. I have the hiccups. I need to just like, oh god, stop. Then let's see, it was really good. So like in our area, we've just been trying to do a bunch of contacts because like in the assistance area, it's like we don't have a whole lot of time to work and stuff, like in our area, like focus on the people in our area. But we were able to go and visit some people and help some people out, which was really good. I know there's like some crazy stuff that happened when we went to the Hermanas pension to like try to get some, like
their luggage dropped off because, like, they were going home. And they were going to have their Ramis come and pick them up and take them to the airport. And what happened was we were going to... Oh, man. Terrible hiccups. We were going to drop them off. I'm sorry. I should have made this recording earlier. Because I can't really, like, think straight and not have hiccups. ¿Qué pasa?
Ah, okay. Ahora como mis suegros, mi novia se fue a la misión.
Yeah.
Y mis suegros están como tristes y no son miembros. Entonces mamá les está explicando como, sí, ella está en SCM y no puede llamarlos. Pero les van a mandar un correo. Entonces llegó el correo. Ah, ya llegó el correo y ahora va a llamar. No, no se puede llamar hasta Navidad. Y como, no, ¿cómo así?
Oh, no. That's... Qué bajo. But let's see. Let's see what else happened. Then Saturday, we also were able to work in our area a whole day, which was really nice. We were able to go visit a bunch of investigators. So I had done intercombios in this area like 2 times before. So like I knew a couple of the people in our area. So it's been good to like go back and try to find them. We only found like one of the people that I knew though, because the other ones were like there's this other kid that wasn't there. But that was good. Man, I need to drink some water. All right, and then. Like, as far as things that we have to do, Sunday we came in last night, or yesterday during the day we had to go and put together, like, the weekly email. We had to put in the datos, like, all of the numbers for the week, which was fun, but I don't know. I'm kind of missing just, like, being in a normal area, just being able to go out and do stuff, but... At the same time, it's been nice because we've been able to, like, talk a lot with President. I've been able to get to know him a little bit better. Just been, like, thinking about how we can help the mission. We're just trying to, like get the missionaries to talk with the people more and just be more open with them. And so it's going good. But, yeah. As far as, like, stories to tell, I don't really know. I'm sorry. Nothing's really coming to my mind. I'm, like, dying right now because today we went out and we ate at a buffet over here with, like, all good, like, Argentine meat and desserts and, oh, it was so good. It was great. Well, if we ever come back here, I'll have to take you guys. It was pretty good. Today I also talked with President about extending and stuff. So we'll see what happens. And we set out the challenge to read the Book of Mormon by the end of the year. So I've been taking that up. I'm reading in Mosiah with King Abinadi. I love that. I love that whole part. I was just reading, like, Dad, how you were telling me to read in Mosiah 15 and 16. Man, it's just, like, there's so many, like, wonderful things that the Book of Mormon teaches us. You guys need to go out and read the talk by Elder Callister about the Book of Mormon in this last General Conference. It was just so good. Just so many awesome things that he taught us there. But as far as this week goes, we've got a bunch of stuff planned out. This whole week we're going to be kind of busy because from Tuesday, so like tomorrow until Friday, we're going to be doing the interviews with the missionaries. So we'll go to all the areas, do practice with them. They'll get interviewed by President. And then what we're going to do is we're also going to we're going to go down Friday night or Saturday morning to the coast which would be really cool because I've never gotten to know the coast. So I'm actually really excited. We'll be able to go out, work with the zone leaders down there. I'll be able to get to know the Argentine coast. I remember how I like searched all the pictures of the beautiful beaches, and I was like, wow, look, I'm going to be right on the coast. It's going to be so sweet. I never got there until like just now for the first time. So I'm excited. Pray that everything goes well. Let's see what else. I'll probably like send a better like mail thing next week. I've just been kind of busy. I'm just kind of like tired. This week has been kind of a tiring week. Just like a lot of things to think about. But here, I want to read a scripture. This is a cool scripture because I was reading it and it's in Mosiah 15. And it's talking about like missionary work, right? It says right here. Y además, 15, 17, no, 16, 17, and 18. It says, y más aún, cuán hermosas son sobre las montañas los pies de aquellos que aún están publicando la paz. Y además, cuán hermosos son sobre las montañas los pies de aquellos que en lo futuro publicarán la paz. Sí, desde hoy en adelante y para siempre. Y aquí, os digo que esto no es todo, porque cuán hermosos son sobre las montañas los pies de aquel que trae buenas nuevas, que es el fundador de la paz. Sí, el Señor, que ha redimido a su pueblo. Sí, aquel que ha concedido la salvación a su pueblo. And I like that scripture. It's like the first part is like, kind of like, I don't know, I just kind of like relate it to missionary work. And it's true, like, we're being missionaries, like, we have a beautiful job of going out and teaching repentance to people, teaching people that they can change their lives, and by changing their lives, they can receive blessings. And I've really seen that so many times on the mission. But yeah, I'm just loving it here. Like, honestly, I feel really blessed. Like, being an assistant in the offices is just like, I don't know, I just have learned a lot of things. I've been able to talk with President. And so I've just really enjoyed that. I'm excited to be able to go out and work in our area this transfer. We have a goal of baptizing, because the first time that the office is baptized in almost 2 years was like a week ago, last Sunday. They baptized an 83-year-old lady. So that's like a goal me and my comp have, is to just baptize in our area. We're going to keep working with the members and trying to help them out. So see if we can find some investigators that way, that are some strong investigators, maybe some references. But no, I'm just excited. My comp's a stud. We're just going hard. But I just know I love you guys tons. I can't wait to talk to you a little bit more. Kind of like stop chatting with you guys for a second to make this recording, so sorry about that. But have a great week. Love ya. Bye.